Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Welcome to Skincare with Friends.
Hi, Happy New Year. Breathe in there with our ET.
Which is Welsh for Happy New Year. We haven't been on the waves for a while. It's been like a month, hasn't it?
Yeah. Did we do anything in December?
I don't know. Uh-huh. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So back we are to talk about copper peptides, which is what I wanted to talk about because I've been writing a blog post about it, so it's all really fresh in my mind.
Okay.
Do you like copper peptides?
No, they don't go with anything.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I haven't used them for... I've only used the buffet with copper peptides from the ordinary.
And how did it go?
I mean, it's fine. I used two in really quick succession. I really liked it. I love the texture of the serum as well.
Mm.
But it just doesn't go with anything. I'm too scared to use anything else with it in my skincare routine.
Yeah.
It's fragile and sensitive, like an annoying person.
Like an orchid.
Yeah, just someone who gets hurt easily, you constantly have to apologise to.
Oh, yeah, no. Snowflake.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, you sound like Piers Morgan.
Oh, God, don't say that. Snowflake.
So I've heard it's really great for you. And yeah. I know you're going to tell me why, and maybe why I should give
it
a chance.
I don't know. I mean, I've tried it myself in buffet and in Kais.
I've tried Kais.
Tried Kais. Copper amino isolate serum. And yeah, you know, it doesn't like, you don't put it on and go, oh my God, my skin looks amazing.
Mm.
Sometimes I think that it does.
Right.
And then sometimes I don't think it does anything at all.
Right.
I find it quite hard to judge whether it works or not.
Okay.
Personally. Like, I think it's quite good for making your skin normal. So if you have like any dryness or acne or anything like that, I think it kind of helps to keep your skin on an even keel.
Okay.
Probably.
Good to use in the winter then when you've got annoyingly dry skin.
Yeah. I think if you've got acne and your skin needs to heal frequently, then I think it helps.
Okay.
But yeah, it's one of those things. But everyone, it's universally loved. Like everyone on social media always says it's the shit.
I don't trust anyone on social media.
No, of course not. But I sometimes think, well, is it just like the Emperor's New Clothes?
Yeah.
Everyone says they love it.
Banging on about it. Plus also there's a little bit of I love it because look how expensive it is.
Yeah.
And therefore look how
much
of this I can put on my face. Cause the Kyle, whatever that stands for.
Copper amino isolate lipids.
Okay.
Yeah.
£70?
Yeah.
It's bananas, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite a lot.
For how much of it?
15 mils.
15 mils.
It's really tiny.
£70. But you're loving it, aren't you?
Yeah, I am enjoying it.
Okay.
Because it's quite good because it's you're not supposed to use anything else with it.
Oh, how boring.
I know, just use alone in the evening. That's the instructions.
Does that make you really upset?
Yeah.
Just
a little bit.
So you cleanse and you cleanse, just put it on naked
skin? I kind of just do a little mist though still, just because it's not going to hurt to have hydrated skin, is
sure.
it? That's always going to be all right.
Okay.
And then pop it on and you just take like a tiny little pea-sized amount and dot it around and work it in. And
how often do you do that?
Well, because I'm using tretinoin as well, so it's awkward. I've written this blog post and there's a huge paragraph about how it's slightly awkward and what can we do to work it in there.
So are you using it every other night then? Or
yeah, kind of. Just sort of, I'm not really very disciplined about it. I just sort of go, I don't know where the tretinoin is. It was in my other pocket. And because my baby's sleeping in my bedroom, I haven't got easy access to all of my skincare.
Weirdly, the only
stuffed in random places in the house. Yeah,
the only skincare that my daughter loves to steal is the most potent and potentially harmful to her little face, which is my tretinoin.
Yeah.
She just always runs around with it in its little tube and pops the lid off, and then she looks at me and goes, and like, oh my God. Scurries around with it.
That's sinister.
Why that? Yeah, like one half of the twins. Oh, she just had a haircut as well, so she's got a real brick fringe.
Oh, I love that.
So she looks potentially quite evil. Yeah. But yeah, it's, I'm using that.
She knows it's important to you.
Exactly. She
sees the look in your eyes. You go, this, yeah. I can get mum every time with popping off the top of the Dermatica tube.
It's not the expense. It's the fact that if she put it on her little face,
it would all be sore the next day, wouldn't it?
I just don't know what would happen.
Yeah.
It would be awful. I could deal with her using anything else of mine.
Yeah, I remember.
Which she does.
One day I noticed the baby had a bit of flaky skin on her forehead. I was like, oh, shavings. I've been smooching it with tretinoin on my chin. Oh, no.
Poor little bird.
But she'd be even younger.
My daughter has started to do is... we were in North Wales and whenever I go up there for Christmas, I always take any of the skincare that's almost empty, just so I can
Clever.
Come back with a clean slate.
Yes, that's love.
So I always do that every time I go away. But anyway, so North Wales, and I just took whatever I was really low on. So it was azelaic, tretinoin.
Because you like to finish stuff before you start.
I just love finishing stuff.
Yeah, I've got a really bad habit of whenever I get anything new, even if I've already got it.
Oh, but the Ishtar stuff, I've started all of that.
Yeah, I find Ishtar, runs out. I use it up.
And because of their packaging, you never know when it's going to finish. And all of a sudden, the pump stops working.
Yeah, and you're like, oh no, I've run out.
Why didn't you tell me a week ago?
What is the perfect packaging then? I guess it's a clear pump, isn't it? Because
a label that doesn't run all the way around so that you can, the ordinary, you can at least see when stuff is.
Yeah.
And because glass.
Glass is people smash
dark glass.
Yeah.
I know it's...
Yeah.
But it just works.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the ordinary, I love them. They're very tactile and pleasant to see and hold. But people break them and...
I don't think I've ever broken.
I dropped my buffet with copper once. And I'm ashamed to say that pipette... I used it. Yeah. The bottle didn't break. The pipette broke. Tip of the pipette. I could kind of see it, and I was like, well, it's only one little piece of broken glass.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's like free dermabrasion.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll just keep using it.
And just crush it up.
I just kept popping it out on my hand and checking for broken glass and then rubbing it on my face.
Just run it through a mini sieve.
Because it was the most expensive one. I wasn't about to chuck
it. Exactly. But no, my daughter was taken to going, Mummy, your face is broken. And then tell me to close my eyes and she would just pull bits of dead skin off. And I tell you what, it's nothing like
a three-year-old.
Yeah, a trap peel. A three-year-old delivered trap peel is actually really nice.
And you're like, come on then, babes.
Babes, have I got anything on my nose? Yeah, you have, Mummy.
Because with tretinoin, it's not like dry skin, is it? It's like a sheet.
Yes.
A moist layer of thin skin, isn't
it's
it?
It's beautiful and it's so satisfying.
It's like when you burn your... Well, I haven't burned myself for many a decade, but when I was a kid, me and my brother used to burn ourselves and then we used to peel each other's
There's
skin off.
There's nothing more fun than, burnt white children doing that to each other in the 80s because your mum used to use Gone off Avon.
Yeah, or nothing.
Yeah, or nothing, yeah. So anyway, you like it.
Yes. I like the Kyle.
I would probably love it. I'm not being at all, what's the word? Dismissive of it.
You're just jealous. Just think,
yeah, I'm just jealous. I'm jealous. It's like I'm jealous of people with posh cars. I would love to drive in one, but I just don't think I'm going to work that into my routine. And I don't like using one thing.
No, but it's handy if you're tired or...
Yeah.
Drunk.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
How long will it last you?
Did they say 3 months or a month? Oh, I can't remember. It's...
Research.
Yeah, do a search while I read out what DCM's blurb about it is.
Okay.
Because it's different stuff to Kais, so we're expecting it to do different things. So Kyle is designed as a highly focused effort to target glycoaminoglycans, extracellular proteins such as collagen and elastin, epidermal surface lipids, corneocytes, adipocytes, sebocytes, therefore improving volume and resilience by elevating the skin to optimal conditions.
Okay.
So basically that's sort of all of the molecules that the skin is made of and all of the cells that the skin is made of. So it's going to improve all of them and make skin the best skin you've ever seen in your life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of the on the DCM chat room is saying 65% of people love it.
Yeah, that's a good score. Ever.
And 59% have seen an improvement in their skin.
Hmm. But it's 50p per face application.
Okay. When broken down like that, it doesn't seem too bad. And I just came across the conflicting products, and it's just
lots, yeah. I've got it? Like a really nice.
So DCM says that you could get up to 139 applications if using it on your face alone.
Okay,
this seems like a lot of applications for 15 mil, but it makes me wonder whether we're all slapping on way more of the ordinary on our face than is actually necessary. I quite agree, but yeah, so up to 139 applications.
Yeah, so a decent amount of time, and that's if you're using it every single night, and I'm not using it every single night, so it probably will last a long time.
Okay.
So I've been using it for about a month, and you know, the tube still looks pretty full. It's I think it's going to last me for months.
Okay.
I reckon, yeah. Yeah, £70. But then, you know, people aren't so up in arms about other companies charging the same amount for, you know, what's Estee Lauder's night repair or whatever it's called? You know, that brown pipette thingy.
Oh.
That's probably like 50, 60 quid.
Yeah, probably. And it's Neod. It's not like bonkers pricing for them, is it? I suppose it's. Is it the most expensive
product? It is the
product?
Most expensive product, yeah.
But I guess mil for mil, I guess it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then if you're not, you don't have to use anything else with it.
No.
So you're saving so you just money.
Those dabs on your face and it's really moisturising.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Yeah, it does feel great. It's not disappointing at all. You'd think, oh, no, I still need some moisturiser or something. But no, it's because it's kind of oily, but it's got moisturising stuff in it as well. So it's got squalene in it.
Okay.
It's got triglycerides, glycerin, hydrogenated starch hydrolysate, which is a hydrator, glycolipids. These are excellent moisturizers because they trap water and oil. Sucrose laurate, which is for hydration. It's made from sugar. Propanediol, which DCM uses in practically everything, really.
The way you pronounced it then was like a Welsh village.
Propanediol. Propanediol.
Croeso i propanediol.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it's in resveratrol and pycnogenol.
Okay.
It's like the oily stuff that it's made of.
Nice. It's very pleasant.
Propanediol. It's lovely to feel and have on your face. So, yeah, it does feel very rich, and it's got 1% tripeptide palmitoyl copper, which is a peptide.
Okay.
So they've slightly adapted the tripeptide that's in Kais to make it more oil soluble by adding a palmitoyl group to it. So it dissolves in oil, which means it should go deeper into your skin because your skin has more oil in it than water.
Okay.
So basically what this peptide does is deliver copper molecules into your skin.
Okay.
So the skin needs copper to heal. So it should speed up healing.
Okay.
And as you get older, you produce, you've got less copper around to heal. So you heal slower as you get older.
Okay.
So I don't think this is a product for young people, really, because they're just not going to see any benefits. It's just going to be like overly priced moisturizer for them.
Yeah.
So I think over 30s.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Over 35s, maybe. Yeah. And then, so copper tripeptide has got quite a bit of research about it. Some of the research is a bit questionable. It's all being done by this guy called Picard. So Lauren Picard has a range of skincare called Skin Biology.
Okay.
And it's all about the copper serum.
Okay.
And they have numerous very strong copper peptide products. And he is a scientist and has done a lot of research about it. So lots of the papers on copper peptides are by this guy. So he's selling the stuff as well. So it's not reliable research, really. But there is research on copper, whereas there isn't research on most of the other ingredients that are in it. So, you know, Deciem say that Kyle is going to improve the volume of your skin by acting on fat cells. But copper peptides, they're believed to reduce collagen breakdown and increase collagen, increase elastin. So it's good for the proteins, but it's, as far as we know, copper peptides don't do anything for fat.
Okay.
There's also something called zeisanoic vetiver. That's one of the ingredients of Kyle, which sounds amazing, but there's no research about it at all. I checked and searched. I couldn't find anything about it. I don't know.
Is vetiver in the plant, vetiver?
Yeah, yeah, the essential oil.
Oh, okay. All I just think is bathrooms in old ladies' houses.
Yeah, vetiver, yeah, very strong smell.
Yeah,
yeah, nice. Though.
Yeah.
But, Kyle doesn't smell.
No.
Particularly.
That's interesting. So you can't find anything that means it has any nice properties. But it'd be very unusual of NIOD to include anything that's not totally useful.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And they've written that zeisanoic vetiver promotes the improved appearance of skin volume, redefinition and firmness while promoting an overall plumping effect.
Okay.
So I don't know where they're basing this idea on.
Fine.
They've just...
We'll take it.
Have they done some research themselves? I don't know. There's also some stuff called, this is ridiculous, hydroxymethoxyphenylpropylmethylmethoxybenzofuran.
You know what the clean wellness
herbs Yeah, they wouldn't say. Like that.
Can't pronounce it, therefore.
Yeah, they wouldn't like it.
In the bin. So what is it, Nia?
It's Sim. It's known as Sim 3D. Lip plumping ingredient.
Okay.
That's all I know. There's nothing else online. There's no studies. I don't know. It's a lip plumping ingredient.
Speaking of lip plumping ingredients, what's in the stuff that Ishtar, in their lip plumping stuff? Because I'm loving it.
I don't know, actually. I've not tried that.
Oh, have you not?
No.
I'm using it right now. It's really nice.
Really? Does it plump your lips?
I don't even think the primary thing is to plump lips. It's more just to... keep the collagen in your gentle lip area, but I'm just loving it.
Oh, that's really nice. Really nice. Oh, that's good.
Mm.
There's also afanizominon floss aquae extract, also known as clamin, blue algae extract, which promises qualities in vitro, which means in the laboratory, not on faces. It's meant to reduce wrinkles, environmental damage, and inflammation. So, a rather nice algae with no research on it. So, there's not much research on any of the ingredients in this product.
Okay.
Deciem are promising that it's going to support our volume and reduce wrinkles and generally improve the skin in all possible ways.
Okay.
But there's no research behind any of it. I can't say whether any of the ingredients will do anything at all, except for probably copper peptide, because the skin definitely needs copper peptides for healing. So it's all a bit fishy. And there's also the packaging. So it's in a little metal tube.
It looks beautiful.
It does. It looks cute. I had one incident where It was in my pocket because I'm prone to sticking my stuff in my pocket to go out of the room, and I'll put it on downstairs, and you know, because I hydrate and I'm waiting for my hydration to absorb into my skin, and I can't just stay still because I've got 17,000 jobs to do to make sure the kids are ready for school in the morning or whatever. So I take my last bit of skincare downstairs with me in my pocket, and I open the tube, and a huge
oh, no.
sausage of it, like, it just spurted out. It was like, no! That's,
£20 yeah, just wiggled itself
Fiver's
out.
Worth of Kyle just came out of my hand.
Oh, no.
And I've heard of other people they weren't keeping it in their pocket, but there was obviously an air bubble in the tube that forced out a huge blob.
No.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
And you can't get it back in because it's metal. You can't like suck it back in like you can do sometimes with toothpaste. So yeah, it's a bit of a design flaw, really, because it's so expensive. You can't have it just inadvertently gushing out.
Yeah,
it's a bit worrying, really. Yeah, but yeah, it looks nice. It's sort of blue. It's like a kind of oil gel. Okay. I describe it as. It's kind of got a bit of, it doesn't just run, it's got a bit of substance to it.
Okay.
But it spreads really nicely as if it was an oil.
Okay.
Yes, it feels really, really nice. And there's a picture of me looking shiny.
Yeah. Looking quite smug, like.
I'm so rich.
I know something you don't know. Yeah. I've got a secret.
I feel like a twat putting my face on the internet. I feel like such a knobhead.
I don't like doing it to my own face either. Because my go-to look is like a half smile. So again, that looks a little bit...
Yeah, I look...
Self-righteous? Look,
yeah, judgy.
Judgy and self-righteous. Which is exactly what I am, so that's fine. Being honest, it's a true reflection of myself. But you look really happy, and your skin looks really good in that picture.
Oh, thanks. That's good to know.
It does look really good.
I think Desium is saying that you should only use it in the evening, but I think that's only because it's oily.
Okay.
I guess. There's no reason.
I use oils in the morning just because my skin is parched.
And if you, I quite like looking shiny.
I do.
I think it looks better than looking not shiny.
It takes the focus off wrinkles, to be quite honest.
Look how oily that woman is.
Yeah, she's so youthful, clearly.
Probably has done a skincare routine.
Yes, exactly.
Don't think there's any shame in it.
No.
So then we come to the sticking point of that it has to be used on its own.
Mm.
And I've got a really handy chart to show you what it can and can't be used with. So according to Desium, you can use cotton. I messaged them and I said, right, I want you to tell me product by product what it can and can't be used with, please. And I listed everything and they said, yes, no, yes, 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 no, okay. No. So it can be used with magnesium ascorbyl phosphate.
Good job.
Ascorbyl glucoside.
Fine.
Ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate. So all of the vitamin C derivatives are fine. Niacinamide's fine. Alpha-arbutin's fine.
Okay.
Hyaluronic acid is fine. Mm-hmm. Amino acids and the oils and moisturizers are all fine.
Okay. It just doesn't like pure vitamin C then.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, pure vitamin C. So what you can't use it with are the acids and antioxidants, basically.
Okay.
You can't use copper peptides with glycolic acid, lactic acid, mandelic acid, salicylic acid, azelaic acid, retinol, tretinoin, gran-active retinoid, EUK134, pycnogenol, resveratrol, alpha lipoic acid.
So no antioxidants, pretty much.
Yep, and no vitamin C, ascorbic acid, or LEAA, which is the kind of oily vitamin C derivative. What's it called? Ethylated ascorbic acid.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's on the ordinary. Hyalamide has one, and Niod has one as well.
Okay.
So... yeah, so it does slim things down quite a bit.
It does, doesn't it?
So that's not just Kyle, that's any copper peptides.
Okay.
They have those restrictions. And I put this chart up on the Skincare with Friends chat room, so everyone can have a look and save it, because it's a bit of a list.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of got to think, what do you need in your skincare? So if you bought Kyle or thinking of buying Kyle, you want to kind of think of what you need and where you're going to put it. So
yeah, I think if I was going to, because obviously what it's saying that it promotes is great, especially in terms of repairing your skin.
Yeah.
I would want to, I probably wouldn't want to be using that once or twice a week. I'd want to be having that make a beefy part of my skincare yeah. routine up. So I'd yeah, probably want to use it three or four. Because it's expensive,
yeah. isn't it? You want to see what it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd do half the week.
yeah.
With a Kyle yeah. and maybe sort the, yeah.
4 nights Kyle, 3 nights yeah. Tret.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because
you can't use Tret in the day because it breaks down in sunshine and electric light as well.
So. And I love Tret.
Yeah. And that's
so. Did you give that up yet?
Yeah. I mean, that's the most well researched anti aging product. So you're not going to just say, nah. Because it takes so long to get used to it as well.
Yeah.
So you can't just stop yes. using it.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think skip a couple of nights and I always think I pay for it.
Yeah.
And miss yeah. just a couple of nights out of the treatment.
Yeah, you'll have another peely day, won't yeah. you?
Yeah. Which is great for my daughter, but
yeah. that's so good it's for fun me. For 4-year-old.
Is she 4? Next month.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. So I'm coming to the end of my, sorry to go off topic, to it's the fine. End of my tretinoin.
Mm.
And I got sent by accident 2 lots of azelaic.
Yeah, 20%.
Maybe 20%?
Yeah.
No, maybe not. 15? Maybe 15.
Yeah.
But now I've got that to use up before, and I don't know whether to just not use it up and just ask for my normal tretinoin again.
Yeah, because you don't want to take a break from tretinoin.
I don't want to take a 2-month break, for no, sure.
You'll have to get used to it again.
And the dark will come back straight away.
Yeah, because there's no pigmentation.
Really. There's like 2 little dots underneath there.
Barely visible. If you yeah. if you sort of do that but yeah. before, you yeah. could see them, couldn't you?
Just yeah, and there's looking. No makeup on or anything. No. So, but oh yeah,
it's worked really well.
They used to be
so
like,
no hydroquinone now. Just tretinoin.
Just tretinoin.
And it's keeping the pigmentation at bay.
Yeah, it Fab. Is. So I did. What's the strong azelaic good for?
Everything. Yeah. Azelaic's amazing.
Anti-aging as well.
Yeah, anti-aging, okay. It's an antioxidant.
Okay.
Acne, pigmentation, it's fab.
Okay.
Yeah. But so, still, you don't want to take a break from tretinoin.
I don't, no.
Why would anyone want to do that?
I don't know.
Not for the sake of anything, really.
No, not really.
It's 70 quid.
Yeah, quite.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe I should try Kyle. I will.
Mm.
But I've got a lot to go through skincare-wise at the moment. Just a lot.
Yeah, well, I always have a lot.
Well, yeah, you have tons. But you don't mind not using things up.
No, I got them.
Now I have 6 cleansers. I've never had 6 cleansers.
And I don't throw them away when they're empty either.
What do you do with them?
I keep them.
Do you make little like dolls out of them?
No. Because sometimes you want to take a photo of all the best, say, sunscreens. And if you've thrown away your mermaid... by gel by Kanmake.
Okay.
Then you haven't got one to be in the little shot.
But when did you put on this morning on your stories that you're using?
The Sun by Me True Seeker 100 Mineral.
Is it good?
Yeah, fab, yeah. Yeah. It's got tea tree oil in it though, so that makes my skin sting a little bit.
Right.
It's not my favourite.
There's no need for that really, is there?
No. No. So, but it's fab. It, you know, it's invisible, even though it's a factor 50 mineral.
Wow.
Yeah,
cause it looks really white going on, doesn't it? But then it just...
It goes, yeah. It's nothing.
That's
yeah.
amazing, yeah. isn't it?
It's good stuff.
Because the stuff I'm still using, the Australian Gold Tinted Mineral, yeah. which I love the texture of it. It's like...
Got in San Francisco.
Chambord chocolate mousse.
Mm.
That texture. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or a really tasty foie gras.
Oh.
Imagine rubbing that on your face.
Oh. I wouldn't. Yeah, that's not right, is it?
But you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
a very light,
when was the last
texture.
Time you ate foie gras?
About 15, 20 years yeah. ago. In Paris, on the yeah. Champs-Élysées, the only place. And I would never do it again.
No. I had
Actually,
it.
No, I had it in Bullies in Cardiff.
Oh!
About 10 years ago. And that was really good.
Oh.
Again, the two
you
places.
Wouldn't do it now, though.
You wouldn't.
Barely eat meat at all anymore.
No.
No.
And I don't. Full stop.
Yeah. I had it in Hong Kong.
Oh, wow.
My friend's rich husband ordered everything for us for the entire holiday and wouldn't let us order things.
In a nice way or in a really
annoying
way?
Yeah, he was like, because he's really into food and restaurants.
Okay.
So he'd take us to a restaurant and go, I know what's good here. We have to get
That's fine.
This. And it was like, it was in sushi. It was like in a sushi roll with foie gras.
Oh my God.
It was lush.
It is melting your mouth, though,
yeah,
isn't
but
it?
I didn't know what was happening. I didn't make any decisions
you don't know
at that
how
point.
They were fed. Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, Australian Gold sunscreen feels like foie gras on your face.
Oh my God. Is it oily then? Is it?
No, it's got like a very distinct powdery finish almost.
Oh,
it feels
wow.
beautiful and oily going
oh, that
on,
sounds...
but a very,
and
very
it's
factor
50?
I believe so, yeah. Yeah. That's 50. But it's £22 here and $12 over there.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And my friend Jodie just went to Washington, D.C. and she couldn't find it. And it was in Walgreens as well.
Yeah.
It's like the super cheap chemist.
Yeah.
But she couldn't find it.
Oh,
real
that's
shame.
Irritating.
And I know I can get it and £22 isn't going to break the bank, but I know somewhere in the world it's half that price.
Yeah, no, that's... No. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Mm. Yeah, I wouldn't... not want to pay 22 knowing it's 12. If
exactly.
it was 22 in America, I'd be like, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's irritating. But yeah, the...
But yours looks lovely.
Yeah, those the Asian ones are like about a tenner, usually.
Yeah, they are brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, so...
I said the only thing that would be off-putting to some people, maybe, is that there are a load of ingredients.
Yeah.
There just seem to be loads more ingredients in the Asian ones.
Yeah, there are.
Aren't there?
They like to put in... I think they like to... They're probably putting like droplets of, you know, tiny portions
right.
just to have this and that and this. So have arbutin on the ingredient list and snail on the ingredient list.
Yes.
And it's probably hardly anything in there of it.
Can I just go back to, because I know it's really annoying when you start a train of thought and not finish it, which I always do. But Ishtar Skin Light's Lip Plenish, which is what I'm using, has got hexapeptide 11, tripeptide 29, anhydrous hyaluronic acid.
Anhydrous hyaluronic acid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Microencapsulated anhydrous hyaluronic acid.
Okay.
Okay. Hydrates and plumps the lips up, reducing the appearance of lip lines. It does, and it's just
really
lush. It's
so
nice. Vitamins A, C, and E, and then lovely seed oils.
So it's like a lip balmy.
Yeah.
Lip oil.
Saccharomyces cerevisiae extract.
Yeah.
Natural extract powers up the action of the vitamins A, C, and E, boosting lip moisture. It's just really lovely.
Oh, well done then.
Well done then.
They're always good, aren't they?
But I find that especially now, lip balm is not doing it for me in the winter. I need additional help. Mm.
Yeah, like my the O'Keefe's, I think I said about it before, that was really the only thing that I found that's like done anything at all to my lips.
And really, all that's
amazing.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know about the O'Keefe's, but really the other stuff that I'm using, like Burt's Bees and
just comes off.
Carmex. It's just the barrier though as well, isn't it? Rather than actually putting
moisturising the lips. Yeah.
Tell us what you use in the winter, people, where it gets cold, because my face, we were just saying before we started recording, my face feels very old and very dry and very lined.
So are you using an occlusive at night?
Like
something really greasy?
I am using greasy stuff at night, and again, I'm using a really nice, before I put my oils on, I'm using a really nice, another Ishtar, their ceramide cream.
Yeah, that's nice.
Really,
really nice. But it hasn't got much body, though.
No, it hasn't. It does, it does feel liquid. But why don't I use it in the morning? What else am I using in the morning that I'm not using that? Oh, I think, I don't know, I can't remember. I'm using just something else in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm using loads of facial oil, including, hilariously, the orange stuff from Deciem. So orange.
You're using it.
Oh, my God, it is so orange.
I told you, didn't I?
Yes. Yeah, but you know what I did the other day? And this is true. And I took a photo of myself and I put it on my skincare.
Your
pillow
is
just account.
Ruined.
No, I put what I thought was virgin marula oil on my face and it wasn't.
It was
the buckthorn.
Sea buckthorn.
And I was already 5 minutes late to pick up my daughter from school. And I put it on and I just went, fuck. Because you can't.
You look comical, don't you? It doesn't go anywhere.
It does not go anywhere. So I then had to put the ceramide cream on top of it and then the Virgin Marula, and it was still, and I still had a huge...
You've just got to wipe it off.
Tan line. It's not gonna... I couldn't admit defeat, so I just kept putting stuff over and over and over on it. So I had a really nice hydrated face. It was still very orange. But luckily I had a pair of shades, and I just put them on, head down.
Just went for it, and everyone just went, ooh, Natalie's had a bit of fake tan accident.
Fake tan, yeah. So I'm sorry, back to Kyle. I've sidetracked you and... this whole time.
No, it's fine. I like to be sidetracked.
Okay.
So the issue with Kyle, you can't tretinoin, Kyle, and then you've got your acids as well. Mm-hmm. Where are they gonna go? They're meant to go in the evening, and you want to have vitamin C as well. And you know that meme? That woman looking confused at sums.
Yes, and there's like some graphs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I always want to know where they originate from, though, those memes.
Like, I think that's a TV show, isn't it? Yeah. So I think you can use acids in the morning.
Yeah.
Lab Muffin has said that it's okay to use acids in the morning, and I kind of thought so as well, so I'm gonna go ahead and do it.
Honestly, she could tell me anything and I believe it.
Yeah. she seems like a good egg.
She does. Okay, yes, I use acids in the morning too.
Yeah.
Just simply
because you've got to wear sunscreen anyway.
Yeah.
And if you use them in the evening, you're still going to be sun sensitive in the morning anyway.
Yeah, so that was her argument, wasn't it? And also, there's just too much stuff in my nighttime routine, oils-wise, and I can't fit it in, especially also because of tretinoin.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Yeah, don't want to use an acid and then tretinoin on top.
No.
Seems a bit much. So you could just put your acid in the morning.
Okay.
And then that's fine. You can use, if your skin is leather, you can probably put some vitamin C on it.
Mm-hmm.
I never use pure vitamin C. It's too much for me, but...
Oh, I don't.
You
know, no way.
Yeah, ascorbic acid, the 23% or the 30% or anything like that. I can't do it.
I just don't enjoy it.
No.
It's not a nice feeling.
No, I just get loads of blackheads, really black blackheads.
That's interesting.
Super black. Like,
really?
Yeah, just like it oxidises in my pores.
Right, okay.
And then I spend weeks sort of trying to get them all out again.
Right.
No.
So what derivative do you use then, if it's
MC? MAP or SAP. So,
okay.
I feel like we're a flipping advert for Ishtar Skin Lights, and we're pretending to be a podcast. Yes. Ishtar Skin Lights does a sodium ascorbate biophosphate. Yeah. I'm not surprised. Yeah. You sound ridiculous.
Are you sponsored by them? I was like,
no, I would not take their money. If they wanted to sponsor us, I'd be like, no, because it would be stupid. The whole thing would be a farce.
Yeah,
I actually don't want to be sponsored by anything to do with skincare. If somebody wanted to sponsor me from a company that sold Wellington boots, that's fine.
Yes. Yeah, it's like when you're listening to like Muda podcasts and they're selling like pillows.
Pillows?
Yeah.
Like, the first thing I thought then was like, because, why is that? Because you kill people with pillows.
No, or a mattress that you can sleep well on and not have nightmares.
Yeah.
Like, just things like that.
Things that have to do with it. Yeah.
Absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Yes, I completely agree. Advertise
a pen? Fine.
Yes.
Skincare? No, I don't want to do that.
So the Ishtar...
So they use sodium ascorbyl phosphate.
What is it in? What product is it in of theirs? Because I've just finished
Effect
it.
Effect and Glow.
There we go.
Yeah. It's like a morning antioxidant serum. It's
lovely.
It's lovely. But sodium ascorbyl phosphate is supposed to be good for acne.
Okay.
There's some research that it works for acne. So
pop
a bit of that on in the morning.
Okay.
Or MAP from The Ordinary.
Which is just the best.
Or the one that I can never pronounce, ascorbyl tetraisopalmitate, which is lush. It's like
is
an
that
oil.
In, oh, right. It's not in squalane. It's a...
No, it's not. It's got tomato seed oil or something in it. It's really
I've never
nice.
Used it.
It's really good. Very, very rich, but kind of absorbs and makes your skin kind of glowy with it. It's really nice. So you try and pop everything you can in the morning to do your Kyle in the evening. Or the other thing that I kind of do is have another skincare session.
Yeah.
A few hours apart in the evening.
That's what I've done this evening.
Yeah.
And I look forward to... Concluding
topping
it.
Yourself off.
Yes.
Yeah. You do a little finishing. Yeah, a little end of the day thing. Because tretinoin should be put on before you go into the dark.
Yeah.
Because it breaks down under electric light, so it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
So I clean my face when the kids go to bed at 7 p.m. Wash my face. This is fascinating, I'm sure.
It is fascinating. I am here with bated breath.
Yeah, I wash my face, hydrate, and then I put on like a light moisturizing kind of thing, hydrocharge. Or just whatever. Whatever I fancy. Maybe an acid. Lactic acid, 10%. Mm-hmm. And then I come downstairs, drink 2 glasses of wine, and eat a bowl of crisps while I watch TV.
Nice.
And then at 11-ish, I come upstairs and put tretinoin and a big, thick moisturiser on top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Pull the tretinoin out of my pocket.
Prize out.
It's really the wrong place. You're not meant to store tretinoin in your pocket. You really aren't.
No.
It breaks. It goes off if it's hot.
Yeah.
Don't listen to me. I'm an idiot. But that's what I do.
Why you need crisps? It sounds perfect.
Oh, it's so nice, Natalie. It makes me so happy.
What?
I don't regret the wine and crisps.
No,
even though it's bad for me.
I've got wine at home, actually. I've got gin and tonic.
Gin and tonic, I find it's way too delicious and I get drunk.
Yes, I don't want to be drunk.
No. Yeah. How can you not get drunk?
No. And it was slow gin as well.
Oh, it's so tasty. I just slot it and it's gone.
That's the thing, slow gin as well. I just knock that back straight because it tastes like sherry.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Lush. I've got like a certain group of friends that I go out with and they like we'll go to a cocktail place where they do really nice gin and tonics and they're nursing theirs. You know, the ice is melting and...
Yeah, it's no longer tasty.
No, yeah, it's become water.
Yeah.
I can't not drink it. And I've drunk my drink.
I did that with my friend Jo, and she's brilliant because she's not really a drinker, but one of her big things is to just go to a... Because she lives in London, so she goes to... Just selects a different cocktail bar every Friday.
Yeah.
Researches what the best thing to have.
Oh, that's so fun.
Goes and has like an old-fashioned or a Sazerac or like... You know, a really nice,
spicy Bloody Mary.
Yeah, but not really one that you can knock back.
No.
And
that's my favourite. That's why I like Bloody Marys, because it's not very nice.
Yes. Oh, but it feels like it's filling you with goodness as well.
It feels healthy and kind of wrong, which is what makes it nice and good to drink.
Exactly.
But if you have, like, I don't know, what are they called? Sex on the beach or something really sweet? No.
You feel your teeth being coated already.
Yeah.
I just think that generally about people that drink sweet cocktails. I was in a meeting the other day with someone who was chugging like Coke Zero. Mm. And I was like, your breath must be really smelly.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be very close to her. Because I was like, I don't like gone off pop breath. Do you know what I mean? If I was going to have a drink like that, I would make sure that I was near... mouthwash or toothpaste.
Water, like just drink some water after it. Yeah.
Same after a coffee. If I've had my two
black chemicals coffees, in it.
I do not want to be speaking to
coffee
anybody.
Breath is bad.
It's bad.
Yeah.
Even with the best coffee in the world, it's just disrespectful to speak to somebody without cleansing your palate. Anyway, back to copper.
Copper. So another skincare routine in your busy day. But yeah, I mean, I do it. It kind of seems a bit ludicrous. And people who aren't into skincare are going to just think we're a bunch of twats.
Why would they think that?
Well, 3 skincare routines in a day. That's strange, isn't it?
I love it, though, when, you know, I've had Thursday and Friday off work and that's all I did. Fitted 3 in. It was lovely.
Yeah. So if we're having 2 skincare routines in the evening, want to see how long your skin stays acidic for.
Nice.
So I've got a pH meter.
You've got just the graph.
Yeah, and I tested my skin pH. It's a skin pH meter as well, rather cunningly. And it took 4... Yeah, so when I'd applied my glycolic acid toner, my skin was 3.9.
Right.
And after 40 minutes, it was 4.9. I didn't go any further than that because I had stuff to do and I couldn't. So it was not back to normal after 40 minutes.
Whoa.
Yeah. So you really want to be leaving it a couple of hours, I reckon. Okay. Yeah. Just to make sure.
Okay.
But yeah, so you can't use it with acids, retinoids, or antioxidants. So I guess you could use copper peptides with niacinamide. I think that would be all right, wouldn't it? Just a bit of niacinamide in a hydrating toner.
Yeah.
And then a bit of Kyle. I think that would be fine. It's just it's a little bit awkward, but I think once you get used to it, it would be fine. I don't think it would be that bad. So I've written a list of who should use Kyle.
Okay.
People with money.
Oh, I'm out.
People with acne because of the healing powers of copper.
Okay.
People who are getting older. So that's everyone, but I think people who are over 35 will see the most benefit.
Okay.
So people who are time-pressed. So if you want to use just one product and you're happy with that, then it's the product for you.
Okay, so richer people, older people.
Spotty old rich people. Like me.
People who are time pressed. Yeah,
I'm not rich, but you know, I have some money to spend on things that I want, which makes me rich in my mind.
Yeah.
I think I would recommend Kyle to a rich friend, a person who's got a bit of money. Somebody who doesn't know a lot about skincare would be quite a good rec, I think.
Yeah.
Just like wants to buy a good cream, doesn't know what to get.
That's true. But then I think a lot of my friends, like I've just done a first step routine for my friend who's just started using any skincare. And I think if I just recommended one product to her, but a product that was 70 quid, she would be more...
Skeptical,
good word. Yeah. Rather than using 6 or 7 things that come to weigh more than that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because, yeah, maybe. Like, you could just say, but either this is the routine.
Yes.
Or if you can't be asked with that, just buy this.
Yes.
It's the best one.
Okay. So I'm going to try it on my friend Ron and then see if she buys that.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, because she's been using Deciem products for like 6 months now, so she's wholly converted. Because she's
good, seen like good,
massive
good
differences.
Yeah,
so I'm going to try it on her.
Yeah,
okay, I'll let you guys know.
I kind of like I'll give people one thing and I'll see what happens next. Like I'll give them a niacinamide, and if they go, "Oh my god, I love."
I don't tend to give people niacinamide only because
it could give them spots. Yeah, yeah,
and
you're right.
It's opinion. It's really divisive.
Yeah,
and also it's one of those things that I love. Yeah. But I'm not entirely sure whether it's made that much of a difference.
No, I feel like it, my skin's more hydrated and even when I use it.
Yes.
I do.
And same with the alpha-arbutin. I like it, but a lot of people are like, don't do anything. Don't.
Yeah, no, that I think that's a bit of a slow burner.
Yeah. So I don't tend
You could get them something
it.
Like amino acids if you tried that.
I recommend Buffet always, because it's just a one-stop
I just
shop.
Think the texture of Buffet is not...
Yeah.
It's not my favourite at all. So I would recommend something to somebody and the thing has to have like the most lush texture and not ruin your makeup. You know, some of the ordinary things just pill so badly you can't put your foundation on.
That's
the
reason why I know my niacinamide as
Yeah,
well,
that's really bad. It is really bad. Put a squirt of this in your moisturiser, I say.
Okay.
And see what it does.
Okay.
And
then, MAP I'll always put into a person's routine.
Yeah, exactly. So MAP's got a really good texture.
Yeah.
It doesn't fuck up your makeup.
Yeah.
But it tingles when
it
you put it on. And that's the kind of feeling you want, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly. And it's a hydrator. It's a good all-rounder, isn't it?
It is.
Oh, wow.
So did you have a good Christmas?
It was good. It's just too much traveling and not enough enjoying ourselves as a family.
Oh no, that sucks.
Three, and we say the same thing every year, but I don't think it's going to change.
No,
which sucks. We had like one day to ourselves.
We didn't go anywhere for like 2 weeks.
Yeah,
and then we just I was just wholly involved with the whole thing of just like going for a walk. And then coming home, stuffing her face, watching a film.
That's what I wanted to do.
Drinking Christmassy drinks.
Yeah. I was soused for like straight 10 days, so that's good.
But... Not drunk at any point, but always drunk just a little bit.
Yeah, keeping yourself topped up. So that was nice, but yeah, it was... And I'm not very good at being someone's guest.
No, I know what you mean.
A day.
Yeah.
And obviously with Hayden's parents...
You don't feel... You days, don't relax, do you, completely?
Don't relax, and also they...
No matter how lovely people are.
Yes. I don't like being cooked for 4 days. I would like to get in the kitchen and help.
Yeah.
As well, and I can't do that.
Would mother-in-law not?
No, that's not the dinner. No. So, not in a bad way. She's just the best cook ever.
Yeah. But it's not your
that's
style.
Just her thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I always think maybe next year we'll just rent an Airbnb and go to... Finland.
Yeah, I really want to go to Finland.
Or somewhere, do you know what I mean? Somewhere it's going to be really cold
and Christmassy. And you can't actually go out because it's too cold and
you
dark.
You can't. You've got to stay in for a
in
week.
In the most Christmassy room you've ever seen.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. Oh, no, I had the most lovely Christmas. Mm. I just got slippers, though. I didn't get anything else at all from anyone.
I got slippers, yeah.
My slippers.
Wow.
Look like gold.
That. One of the wise men.
I'm like one of the golden girls.
That's amazing. I got slippers also. Isn't that sad?
No, it's brilliant.
But and books, which is great.
Oh, lovely.
I'm looking for new books.
Aww.
So, okay, now I feel I know a bit more about copper, which is great.
Oh, good.
Thanks for that. I might not buy it anytime soon, but...
I think you'd like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that I would like it.
No.
I've got stuff to use.
Yeah.
I need to use my stuff.
Yeah, you know, you're completely different to me. I just sort of get excited and buy it.
Which is weird, because you think that might give you a glimpse into my personality, but the rest of my personality is half finished and higgledy-piggledy and completely disorganized.
It's funny,
except
isn't it?
Except with the skincare.
Oh, yeah, mine's the other way around.
Mm, exactly. You are a very organized person. Mm.
Yeah, I am, yeah. I like things to be just so.
Yeah.
But this is... You know,
the one area
it lights my fire.
Yeah,
so I just can't stop myself.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's lush. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thanks.
And come
guys.
And find us on our groups. And
we've missed you.
Like and subscribe.
Oh,
like,
you can follow me now on my own. It's Natalie S at Natalie SWF, as in skincare with friends.
Oh, really?
On Instagram. Yeah, because. I don't want to bore the friends that I have.
Yeah. You kind of need to separate it. Yeah.
You do, yeah. And I've only got like 100.
And you want to do it. You want to like talk skincare.
Yeah. Without making people go, what?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Come follow me there, thanks.
Yes, comment on our stuff and like. I don't like saying stuff like that.
No,
like,
I don't either.
No.
Just, yeah.
If you want to,
yeah,
don't care. No, I'd be really. It makes me so happy when people say stuff, though.
Yeah, me too.
It does make me feel like I'm talking to people.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I do love it.
Yeah,
we've been doing this a long time now.
I know it's been over a year.
But it's almost a year and a half.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like that
no,
at all.
Not
though.
At all.
It's just been pure fun.
It has pure fun. Let's get back to being drunk though when we do it. I mean,
yes,
not all the
Natalie,
time, but you know,
stop being so sober.
I know. Yeah. Well, you're the one that's been pregnant.
I know, but that was 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, wow. She's 6 months old now.
Oh,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's still a brand new baby in my eyes.
She's just pretty small.
Milk it for all it's
oh,
worth.
Oh, I love it.
She's
yeah.
a gem.
Just kissing her chops all day long.
Oh. Lush.
Brill. Thanks for listening, guys.
Love you.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.